I just did. It's Dr. Habiter, excuse me, dictating a clinic note on Bruce Ross, BRUCE, last name ROSS, birthday 1-1952, dictation 6-29-24. Patient seen today with history of being bitten by a raccoon. Yesterday, right dorsal hand, clean with hydrogen peroxide with dressings applied with Neosporin ointment. Concerned about continued bleeding, seen here for evaluation. A few symptoms not contributory. Past history is a type 2 diabetes, a high lipid disease, hypertension. History of a CVA in 2008 without residual. On Plavix stents, worried about excessive bleeding. Social family history, non-contributory, additional history, included above as you can. Patient states that was bitten by a friendly raccoon. He and his wife have been feeding for some time. He now has three babies. States animal acted normal, showed no signs of infection. States that he was trying to feed her with his right hand when she chose to bite him his right dorsal hand. With mineral puncture wounds. Final diagnosis, raccoon bite to right hand. To rule out rabies exposure, patient given tetanus shot and advised a recommendation to go to animal health department for consideration of rabies vaccine, rabies. Preventative immunotherapy. Patient stated he wasn't going to go, but he would watch the raccoon for any signs of infection. They see her two or three times a day, and if she does show any abnormal behavior or is not continuing to come to their house, they would call animal control to come and apprehend raccoons for further testing. Final diagnosis of raccoon bite right hand without evidence of rabies or tetanus. Dressing was applied with Neosporin ointment. Was advised to continue topical care of wound with betadine soaks and given prescription for doxycycline. 100 milligrams to take for twice a day for 10 days with recommendation for follow-up, immediate follow-up that shows any redness or evidence of an infection as well as any other change in symptoms. Patient with emergency room follow-up if necessary. Patient promises to go to the emergency room if shows any signs of infection or feeling bad and will continue to observe raccoon. And to notify animal control if animals seem to show any other change in behavior over the next several days. noted again another addendum under physical exam. I'm not sure I said all this. Head, eyes, ears, nose, so start with the normal image. So skin with two superficial injuries to right dorsal hand. One appears to be a small puncture wound with slight bleeding evident adjacent laterally. There's a small linear laceration without gapping, measuring 2 centimeters, able to move fingers and hand without evidence of tendon injury or nerve injury. Extremities otherwise within normal limits, head, eyes, and nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs could also catch concussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without getting any tenderness, neuropsychiatric exam normal. Patient to follow up as above. Thank you very much. Thank you. If you can correct my dictation or just include it as addendum. Sorry, I kind of got out of order. I didn't have the chart before me. Thank you.